Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
It's time for the Friday purge. I went to Mike and said, just bring me all the news.
Oh, wow. All the stuff you didn't use?
Not just from today. It's some stuff I'll be like, hey, we can do this tomorrow if we don't get to it. Bear breaks into an unlocked car in Colorado, poops in the back seat.
Oh, no.
Which answers the question, does a bear poop in the seat?
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
that's
it does.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I would think it was a human, though. If I first found big poop in the back seat, I would go, all right, who did this, right?
How did it get in there?
Lunchbox. Is this a bit? Unlock the door.
I know, but it seemed like a bear fitting its way through a door and then actually, you know, sitting down.
The makers of The Masked Singer are bringing a new show called Lotto Singer, where contestants can win cash by betting on contestants' performances.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That's fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Fox's Unscripted Studio has signed Wanwoo Park, the creator of the original Masked Singer format, to an exclusive first look development deal, which will include a version of a Korean singing competition that will allow viewers to place bets on contestants. I don't know what it is, but all this Korean stuff's awesome.
Yeah, they're dominating.
They're just ahead of us in a lot of ways as far as entertainment goes. It's the Lotto Singer, one part talent competition, one part traditional betting competition. The problem could be is if it gets to the person who is performing, much like athletes, that someone's going to put a big bet on them to lose.
Oh.
Or someone, you can start to fix the competition. Unless it's all been predetermined and you've recorded it, but then somebody still knows. So it's a little tricky here.
Yeah.
But Fox will develop the series for Lotto Singer, which does sound fun.
Sounds awesome.
Especially if you could bet on DraftKings.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I'm at home and they're like, you know, the tequila bottle is going to sing, you know, star. I don't know. I like to bet. I like to bet from home. The app on my phone has been the most fun thing for sports since fantasy football.
Because
I don't bet a whole bunch of money. But at any point, I can, in the middle of a game, even in the middle of a game, if I'm like, I just turned this on, I got nothing to do. I can put some money on BYU, put $20 on BYU to score 7 points.
You would have never wanted to watch that game.
Never.
Ever.
Never.
Oh, yay. Gives you more reasons to watch more football.
Drinking alcohol won't help you live longer. Researchers were looking into data reporting higher rates of death among non-drinkers, but they found deaths were likely unrelated to alcohol use. So all those stories you hear about alcohol making you live longer, mostly it's the decisions people are making around, not really the alcohol. Watch out for cold and flu symptoms. They're on the way.
Now that we've officially moved past summer and into fall, your chances of getting sick have gone up dramatically. With the temperature drop 10 to 15 degrees, you double your chances of getting sick. People pick up viruses in the fall, not just from the weather, but from more people being in close proximity. This could be one of the worst seasons for flu on record, combined with the current pandemic.
Have y'all gotten your flu shot?
I don't know. Every shot. Oh. I just go and any new shots this week?
Just give it to
I
you.
I walk into Walgreens. What do you got on the menu? I'll take it. I think so.
I haven't
but
yet.
I don't know. Mm. Could I get two? Like, could I, if I didn't know, go and get another one and not be hurt by the fact that I may have accidentally gotten a first one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Know. You're good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm? Yeah, you're good.
That's how what do, I how should, do you know?
How does he, why are you trusting
yeah,
him?
Yeah, Dr. Lunch, what's going on here?
Did he need milk in the eyes? I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You did.
Okay. You but that alone shouldn't.
Bobby, I would ask the pharmacist.
Because I'm not sure if I've had a flu shot, but I would. I get one every year. I actually love it. It's my favorite shot of the year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Haven't had the flu in ages. That being said, I could have it this year.
Yeah.
I was talking to the person who came to my house yesterday to give me a COVID test. And I was like, so what's your take? She goes, well, we're significantly down on testing people because most folks are vaccinated or she gave another reason. Most folks are vaccinated or the variant, I don't know, something. But she said what's happening is they're having to do a lot of events because companies are having to have COVID testing to be able to have events. And she was talking about how sometimes they have to shut events down, and it's the worst.
Oh, no.
Like someone who's in the middle of, like, shooting a music video.
Oh, no.
They test them. Positive. All right, whole thing shut down.
Dang.
She's like, it's the most awkward thing to have to do.
Oh, no. It's like, we got a live one.
They're like, and they are COVID cops on set where businesses will hire COVID testers to make sure that people are following the rules and are testing every day. And she's like, we'll be brought in to be the COVID cops. And someone gets COVID, we got to shut it down. And they don't want to. But I got tested. I got negative. I had a buddy who was positive. And I don't think I saw him when he had it, but still got tested yesterday. Still a little nervous.
Yeah, always, right?
It's gotten a lot easier, though. Like, it was pretty violent. And it would go extremely up into your cavity when you first started to get these tests.
Yes, they go so high up your nose.
It's not that bad.
Now they don't even touch you with it. They just do it in front of your face a couple times.
I'm like, what?
Why can't we do this at the beginning?
Exactly.
You just smell it.
They didn't know.
I did that yesterday. But I think it's interesting, too, that people get sick not just because of the weather, which is what I was raised to believe. The weather gets colder, you get sick. But it's really because the weather's colder and you're closer to people.
Oh, trying to stay warm?
Because you're inside way more.
Ah, that makes sense.
Like, that's the biggest factor.
I pictured all of us hugging to stay warm, but I guess that's not it.
Somewhere. Little House on the Prairie style? let's see here. I was talking to the guys a second ago. I'm still pretty full.
What guys?
Okay.
The behind-the-scenes producers.
Oh, those guys.
Still pretty full from our producer's dinner last
Enough.
Night.
Enough.
Which I would say, Ray, do you think that, where would you rank that in the top dinners, nicest dinners of your life?
Including your wedding, Ray.
Well, it's the wedding was awesome. It's the top steakhouse in Nashville, I'll tell you that. It's easily top five in my entire life. I mean, hands down.
You think last night was one of the top five dinners of your entire life?
Yeah, the steak that I went after, I've never ended up pulling the trigger and trying that, and it was 6 ounces of the most beautiful thing I put in my mouth of all time.
That's weird.
Okay.
But, really? But yeah, I mean, I was going after stuff I've never reached for. I never even knew that you could put lobster on steak. Well, I did it last night, and it was an amazing concoction.
All right. Got it.
And I made sure to tell them, guys. You go as hard as you want to go.
There's no limit.
This is the night for you guys.
Okay.
We are Master P, no limit soldiers. So you go. And you know what? They did. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter how much it costs.
No, I was wondering how much the bill was.
I'm not going to share that. And I did. There's no company credit card involved. This is me who paid. And it was it was expensive.
You knew who got screwed, Mike D. I mean, what did he get? Like extra vegetables?
Well, Caitlin said the same thing. She said, Mike D, who's a vegan, gets taken out to a fancy dinner, and Ray picks the nicest steakhouse in town.
6 ounces of meat in his mouth.
But they have a lot of good
best
other things,
6 ounces of meat he's ever had in his mouth.
Mike, talk for a second about last night.
Oh, they actually had a really great vegan entree. It was like this risotto. Delicious.
Okay. So you were not let down?
No.
Okay. They brought out desserts. And I don't know if they felt a bit guilty because we had a couple people come up to the table. Not that didn't work there. They were like, hey, big fans, like while we were eating. And I don't know if the restaurant felt guilty that happened, as they thought it was their fault. It wasn't. just listeners who came up, and they would come up and they would stand by the table and start talking to us while we're eating. And they came and just gave us basically every dessert. And I don't even know if they charged us for the desserts.
But they were there to see you, right? Because you're the in front of the scenes person. Everyone else, they're all behind the scenes. No one knows who they are, right?
So not true. Because,
oh, interesting.
Because the guys, Raymundo was talked to before, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really was just there to be there as a producer dinner. It was all business and stuff like that. And then I got cornered and I was in a conversation about God knows what for how long.
Weird that they
probably
would know who the behind the scenes guy is. Interesting.
Oh, no, it wasn't just me. They named Mike D, Steve. Exactly. I was like, good gosh, you guys know everybody.
Mm-hmm. And loved it. But I think the restaurant, again, felt bad because and they brought us the s'mores dessert.
Oh, wow.
They brought us these like beignets
okay,
and cream.
Cool, great.
Yummy.
They brought us this three scoops of ice cream. One of them was vegan for Mike.
Sorbet?
They brought us this apple tart type thing.
He says sorbet.
I mean, Ray grew in sophistication from last night.
Sorbet.
Hey, A plus though.
Yes.
Right, boys?
Yep. So when do we go?
I mean, I guess
anyway, it was good, huh?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Thank you, dude.
And I'm telling you, it was fun for me. We just hung out. We talked a little work. There's a little business done.
Oh my goodness.
A little behind the scenes.
Well, that's not fun.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it is,
because
they got
fun.
A pay raise, they said.
Yeah, we had a little talk. We made sure everybody was feeling pretty good about their spot here at work. And then we talked about we spilled some tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we definitely got a little gossip in.
Amy, you ever gonna thank you dinner?
I don't know, but it's okay.
Okay, just checking. Eddie?
No, man. No.
Morgan.
I barely ate last night.
Morgan?
No.
All right, just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Anyway, heck of a night, fellas.
Yes.
Heck of a night. Really one of the ones I'm going to look back at on my deathbed, and they're like, what are the memories that you're...
Wow.
And it was like that behind-the-scenes producer dinner was really...
Man.
Does a glass of wine a day help you live longer?
Yes, 100%.
No.
No?
We just answered that question.
Oh, you just said, yeah, alcohol.
Dang, that was a trick. You just read that story.
If you were listening, no, you were too focused on...
Think about that dinner.
I mean, who knows?
What I didn't eat last night.
You did post on Instagram, too, a thumbs down emoji on that picture that I posted of
us. I did. I did not approve of that picture. There should be a thumbs down like, just instead of the heart, a thumbs down.
They do have those on YouTube and Reddit, and it's an extremely negative place to go.
But yeah, it's better than all the comments that they say, you know? Like, I'd rather just see a thumbs down than, like, you're an idiot.
Normally it's both.
Oh,
if I'm
okay.
Being honest. On the Bobbycast today, there is a duo of sisters that are named Tiger Lily. And so we talked for an hour. I definitely, with a new artist, I expect to do about 20, 30 minutes and I learn about, you know, where they came from, their story. But had a really good talk. I mean, they're from North Dakota. They talk about how they were kind of making it big in North Dakota and they had to make the change. And they have a record deal, and it kind of the weird juxtaposition of where they are. They have a record deal now, yet they're still playing at Dirk's Bar for a couple more shows because they have said, we're going to fulfill our obligations.
Oh. Wow. That's cool.
So they have two or three more shows where they're playing four-hour sets at Dirk's Bentley's Whiskey Row. They have a record deal.
Now, they were doing TikTok too, right? Like just performances?
That's where they blew up. Do I have any clips from this?
Yeah, I got a hook, and then also them on still playing Dirk's Bar.
Oh, cool. Let me hear the hook.
Okay, here you go. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you should know you're somebody crazy. Forget it out of bed in the morning. You're just what somebody's needed. Even if you don't see it, you better believe you're somebody's more than enough. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I know somebody does. And so here's the clip of me talking to them, and this is all up on the Bobbycast today. Check it out.
It's been hard for us to totally just cut it off just because it's, first of all, just been our source of income. It's been our source of building fans. It's been so much for us in the past few years that to totally just cut it off, you know, when we did get these deals would have...
It's terrifying.
It was still terrifying, and we're still terrified to totally just cut it off, even though we can be absolutely fine without it.
So they're playing like four more shows at Dirk's Bentley's Bar.
Amazing.
With the record deal, which is crazy to see. I have an email from somebody that's a listener whose real last name is Bones, where I talk about how sometimes I'm embarrassed to say my last name is Bones. It's a fake name. I feel like a pirate. My real name's Bobby, but they're like, what's your name on the radio? And I'm like, Bobby. And they're
You're
like, Bobby Bones? I'm like, yeah, they're like the bones in your body? Hey, Bobby, just heard you talking about how you're somewhat embarrassed by the last name Bones. Bones is my legit maiden name, and there are several Bones living in Kansas. You shouldn't be embarrassed by it. I know it's not your real name. I felt like you think it's weird, but it's not. I love the show, A Real Bones in Kansas.
No.
If it was my real name, I wouldn't be embarrassed by it. But it's like I picked this name, which I didn't. It was picked for me. But it feels like I picked this name, and it still feels like a cartoon character.
Yeah. Why is it that I never thought about people who really had that as their last name.
I've met a couple with the last name Bone, but never Bone.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Bone. I guess not Bones.
Wait, was your pastor texting this morning or yesterday when I was talking about fighting the kangaroo?
Oh, yesterday.
All the days start to get mixed up.
I don't know, yeah. I think it was yesterday.
And he doesn't think I could beat up a kangaroo?
Well, he's Australian, and he just, I don't know, he wrote some sort of thing like, yeah, good luck. Basically, you would not win.
I just think if I am put into a 6-foot by 6-foot box with a kangaroo, I'm going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just me and the kangaroo with nothing but physical prowess.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going, but if it's kangaroo and I, and we have a field, it's over.
A field?
To fight in. There's no limit on a ring. If we're fighting, I'm going to whoop the kangaroo's butt.
Yeah, well, he was disagreeing with you on that.
What does he know?
Because, he grew up in Australia.
With kangaroos.
Yeah.
A mail carrier gets busted for stealing mail. We have a lot of trust in our mail carriers.
Yeah, we do.
But you know what's funny?
They take an oath, right?
Do they?
No.
Why wouldn't they?
What do you mean? Do you take an oath?
I don't carry mail. I don't think they take an oath.
Oh, I thought they did. I thought that
like that's a requirement.
I thought
they
got sworn in to be carriers. Like
let me go the mail carrier oath.
A Jacksonville, Florida letter carrier is facing up to 5 years in federal prison for stealing from the mail. James Sweat pleaded guilty to stealing an item from the mail while employed by the USPS. He was caught stealing $60 from a greeting card.
Oh.
The former mailman admitted to stealing cash out of greeting cards for about a month. He had opened about 100 items and stole about $1,000.
Oh, my.
You're going to get caught, though, because, like, when Granny sends $100 or whatever, she's like, did you get my card? Because there's something in there.
Well, stuff goes missing in the mail all the time.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get caught. Mm-hmm. I sent
really?
One of my groomsmen a watch, a really nice watch.
Yeah, but he knows who it is,
and the guy didn't get caught, and this guy's still working in the mail.
Crazy.
So I bet you they don't get caught at all.
Hmm.
I would imagine like Amazon drivers too know what's in what boxes. They do it so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They could probably rip stuff off pretty easy. And then just be like, I never got the package.
No, don't give them that idea though. They don't need it.
I'm sure they have that idea already. You guys saw the picture of the woman coming out of the back of the Amazon van like half naked?
No.
And they ended up firing the driver, right?
Yeah.
I think he had like
hooked up
in the back and then she had.
Legit.
Legit.
I mean,
he's working.
A passenger left traveler stunned after he was caught giving a friend a tattoo during a flight. The man was caught using a tattoo gun while the plane was landing. The video was posted by an Instagram account that's a passenger shaming account. It shows a man using a tattoo gun on his friend's hand, although it isn't clear what he's drawing. It doesn't say what airline, but it looks like a Southwest flight.
Mm.
What's the deal, Ray? Which, by the way, I don't like that on a flight because it gets turbulence anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, like, yes. It's like when you're putting on mascara and you hit a bump and it's like goes everywhere.
All of a sudden, the 2x4 you're drawing looks like a wiener.
Mm-hmm.
But Raymundo, what's the deal with the going to Brooklyn?
Still finding out.
Okay. Yeah. It's like the Trump bet.
Yep.
The deadline's today, so I'll find out.
Was it Brooklyn?
It's Harlem.
Harlem.
Got it.
I don't know if that's that borough, but yeah.
No.
They're so different.
I told you I would pay for your trip to go up. To go to the BET Awards, the Soul Train Awards on BET,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here waiting, and I've heard nothing back.
Yeah, application deadline was yesterday. We will let everybody know via email by today, November 5th.
But flights are going up in price.
That's why it makes no sense. But yeah, I mean, at this point, they said because of protocols with COVID, not every correspondent's going to be accepted. They're kind of handpicking who they want, so.
Then you will not be picked.
Well, no, I said my media outlet, I said Bobby Bones Show. So maybe those credentials look good in their eyes, and maybe they'll select me, hopefully. I would love to do it.
One woman has stunned the internet by confessing how her husband keeps getting promotions because she is sleeping with his boss.
Whoa! What?
Huh?
Dirty.
Wait, huh?
She anonymously admitted to her secret, which encourages people on this account to confess to their sins. Most people enjoy their partner getting a promotion at work. It looks better for future opportunities. But this woman shocked the internet by revealing exactly why she gets so excited at the thought of her husband getting another promotion. The wife admitted the only reason her husband keeps getting promotions is because she is having sex with his boss. Quote, my husband's been given several promotions at his work, and he thinks it's because he's earned them.
Oh, no.
I've been blanking his boss for a few years.
Oh,
His promotions mean longer hours away from home so I can continue to blank his boss.
Wait, is this real?
This sounds like that those things in 17 magazine where they would just say something obnoxious and you believe
it. How long has it been read since you...
17 magazine?
That's still around?
Well, I used to believe those and I used to be like, what? Like it would talk about... There's one that stands out in my mind where a girl... It's like ingrained in my brain. And like a girl wore denim shorts at the pool. I don't even know if this is gross to say.
Let her rip, Tater Chip.
She had cut off shorts and there was a string hanging down from the short. And someone's like, here, let me get that string. And it was actually a string, something else, and it came out of her body.
Yeah.
And I just remember being mortified and thinking that was real. But that's not real.
Who would say, can I get that string? Who would do that?
Right, it's like they just write crazy things.
Like, hey, you have a string hanging off your shorts. Let me pull it off.
You were not pulling anything off my shorts.
Depends how close I am to you.
I just feel like crazy things get written for like shock value.
Yeah, totally.
A woman claims her ghost lover is now ghosting her.
Okay.
She's dating a ghost. And now the ghost has ghosted her.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Now, that one I don't believe.
Hey, Scuba Steve, is this happening to you?
Scuba, you couldn't hear him. Scuba, has this happened to you?
No, I've never had that kind of a thing with a ghost.
What about jean shorts? Has anyone ever pulled one of your strings?
No.
No, none of that has happened, no. Just the things I've told, nothing of that nature with ghosts.
What did the wives say last night, Scuba? What did your wife say about hanging out with all the wives?
For us, I think I told you guys, too, now that we have children... it's tough to get out and do stuff. Not that we can't find a nanny or anything. I just have a hard time trusting strangers watching my kids. So we don't go out as much. So it was great for her to get out and be away because a lot of times I get to go out for work and traveling and stuff and she has to stay back. So she absolutely loved going out. And plus she had a lot in common with Caitlin living in California and all that kind of stuff. So she had a great time.
Did she love mostly because she got to go out or did she love mostly because she hung out with the cool wives?
I think it was a combination of both. The initial thought was, oh, my God, I get to get out. This is awesome. And then, obviously, once she was hanging out, she had a good time with the girls as well.
And the dinner I looked was 3 hours.
Yeah.
As I look at my phone. And the time.
Oh, went from 2.5 to 3.
They've been 3 and 15, wow. Maybe 3:15.
It was 3 because I looked at my phone as to when I texted Caitlin to go, hey, we're leaving the restaurant to come pick you up.
That might be the longest dinner you've ever had.
But I'm going to tell you.
Okay, we already
it's a good one. Yeah. Food was great. Company was great.
No, like literally. Yeah. Do you think that's the longest dinner he's ever had?
Yes.
Yeah,
for
sure.
For
me, like, at least. Pound for pound, maybe one of the where I've laughed and smiled the most.
Are you trying?
My cheeks were like hurting
yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah, me too. It's like
a good workout.
You like grab your cheeks.
Were they hurting from eating so much food or from laughing, Scuba?
Probably both.
Okay,
both.
See, this is stupid. Yeah. I hate
this. They're trying to. It's okay. Y'all can continue to make us feel left
and probably
out.
Telling secrets. We told a lot of secrets too.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Like, how left out you feel, Amy?
Well, I'm sure they just bonded and it was fun. So
yes,
that
was a way to bond that we don't normally get to
bond.
I bond with. If I have to bond any more with Eddie, I'm gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
We are together all the time.
Good, you got a break from me. Hung out with these three dudes.
That's not true.
I noticed he got rid of you when he goes to the nicest restaurant, nicest dinner in the history of his life. But anything else, you
true.
Can come.
Had a bunch of really nice steaks. Eddie came over to the house. We ate those nice steaks, didn't
yes.
we?
Yes,
didn't we?
We did it.
As nice as those? Nice
we did.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was for 3 hours, though.
It's longer.
Nah. Five desserts?
No, definitely not five desserts. Dang. No s'mores desserts either.
Yeah, and you could just taste the campfire.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on.
I don't have a lot to move on to. I'm starving because I didn't eat breakfast because I was so full from dinner last night.
Okay, great.
That now I'm starting to feel...
Oh, man.
Anything else you guys have to say?
No. Amy, you want to go to that restaurant tonight or what?
You and Amy?
You?
No.
Sounds
Morgan.
Like Lunchbox and I, we might need to.
I mean, we won't have to eat the rest of the weekend.
All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. We're going to head out. We'll be back Monday. Monday, the Beanie Baby lady is going to be on.
Oh,
she
yes.
appraises all kinds of stuff. Paintings, bowls.
Yeah. Collectibles.
Swords. Baseball cards.
Anything else? That's plates? I used to collect plates.
That's all I got. Those four. Spoons.
Spoons. Are nice.
We both said spoons at the same time. What a weird thing to say.
Oh, I have spoons I inherited from my mom. I don't know.
Maybe we have her appraise them.
Wonder if they're worth anything.
She's going to appraise Beanie Babies that I have. We have some that we think are pretty significant.
We got like 500 of them.
I got a text from Mike. Let me see here. Okay. I thought it was Mike going, hey, you should say this about the dinner last night.
Okay, we got it. The dinner was great. If I never hear about this dinner, it's going to be the best thing ever.
It'll probably come up.
Yeah, probably come up. That's it. We'll see you guys on tomorrow, our Monday show. Have a good weekend. Bye, everybody. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.